Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the Old Testament, Nehemiah.
弟兄姊妹们，请我们翻开《圣经旧约》尼希米记。
Chapter 8, verse 10.
第八章第十节。
Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10.
尼希米记第八章第十节。
Then he said to them, Go eat of the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portion to him who has nothing prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
又对他们说，你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的，就分给他。因为今日是我们主的圣日。你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
Let's focus on the last phrase. It said, "The joy of the Lord is your strength."
然后再看最后半句，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
Let's turn to Philippians, New Testament.
再翻开新约腓立比书。
Let's read chapter 4.
让我们读第四章。
Verse 1, 2, and
3. 第一到第三节。
Therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord, my beloved.
我所亲爱所思念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立的稳。
I urge Yodia and I urge Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord.
我劝友阿堤和寻都基都要在主里同心。
Indeed, true companion, I ask you also to help these women who have shared my struggle in the cause of the gospel, together with the Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life.
我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格利勉，并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
Just let's turn to just verse 2 says, I urge Yodia and I urge Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord.
第二节，我劝友阿堤和寻都基要在主里同心。
Now let's turn to chapter 2.
我们再翻开第二章。
Let's read from verse 1 through verse 14.
我们从第一节一直读到第十四节。
Therefore, if there's any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion,
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
Make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind,regard one another as more important than yourself.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Verse 5. Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus.
第五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant, and being made in the likeness of man.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
既有了人的样子，就自己存卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
For this reason, also God highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
And that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
So that my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but also, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure.
因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Do all things without grumbling or disputing.
凡所行的就都不要发怨言起争论。
Let's have a prayer before we share.
让我们再低头有点祷告，然后我们才开始来分享信息。
Let's bow. Father God, how thankful we are once again you called us together before you.
亲爱的天父，我们何等的喜悦，感谢赞美你，因为你再次把我们召聚在你的面前。
In order to give each one of us the living word that is from your mouth.
为要使你口中所说的那个活的话语能够进到我们心里。
Father, we ask you give us faith so we can mix with your message to our own good.
父啊，我们实在是求你给我们信心，使我们可以和你所听见的道来调和。
So that our eyes can be truly open.
使我们的心真正被打开。
So our ear can truly open to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus.
我们的耳朵真是被开启，能够听到主耶稣的声音。
And this morning I ask you to humble our heart.
主啊，求你今天早上让我们再次谦卑我们的心。
Give us a good soil in our heart.
使我们的心能够成为一个好土。
So that we can truly grow in the truth.
使我们在真理里边可以渐渐长大。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Again, today I'd like to share with you the joy of faith.
今天我们再一次要跟大家分享信心里的喜乐。
It's third time that we share this subject.
这也是第三次我们在分享这个题目。
And this is very important for Christian life, to have joy in our life.
都知道作为基督徒我们心有喜乐是非常重要的。
Even though there's a lot many difficulties in our life that we have to go through,
其实在我们的生命里边我们经历各样的难处。
Like we see the life of Paul.
就像我们看到保罗所经历的一样。
Like the life of our Lord Jesus.
或是甚至我们主耶稣也是一样的。
And the life of early disciples of Christ.
或者早期的主的门徒们。
They faced the hardship a lot more than that we face today.
当时他们所经历的苦难远远超过我们能够想象的。
But they experienced joy more abundantly than we would experience today.
但是他们心中所充满的喜乐却远超过我们今天所经历的。
So what is the secret?
那么其中的秘诀是什么？
So I'd like to share with you from God's word that to how to experience the joy.
所以今天我们想来分享借着主的话语怎么样来经历
the joy unspeakable.
这个没有发言传的喜乐。
Peter puts it, it's a glorious joy in our heart.
彼得这样说是一个在我们心中是一个大喜乐
because we believe in His name, the Lord Jesus.
因为我们信耶稣基督的缘故，得到这样的喜乐。
So we see that in the Bible that how we see from the life of Jesus that how He was joyful.
所以我们来看看主耶稣他是怎么样借着他的生命，我们来看看他是怎么样喜乐的。
We know that Lord Jesus in Isaiah when Isaiah predicted the Lord Jesus coming, he saw the Lord Jesus.1,000 years ago, before Jesus was born, even born.
以赛亚书在预言我们主还来到这个世上一千年以前，预言到我们的主在这个地上的生活的时候。
He said, "Our Lord is a man of sorrow."
他就讲到说，我们主好像是一个忧患之子。
and he's acquainted with grief.
他实在是好像是充满了那个愁容。
But in the gospel, we know that Lord Jesus has this unbroken communion with the Father.
但是我们知道，在新约里面，我们看见我们主跟父的那个交通是从来就没有间断过的。
It doesn't mean that our Lord's life is not joyful.
当然，并不是说我们的主的生命没有喜乐。
Because our Lord in the Bible, in the book of Luke, in chapter 10, it says.
在路加福音第十章这样讲到
when all the cities actually rejected the Lord Jesus,
因为在那个时候他周围所有的城市都已经拒绝了我们的主。
Lord Jesus performed many miracles in those cities,
尽管主在他们中间行了无数的神迹奇事。
But they didn't believe in the Lord,
他们仍然不相信耶稣。
And when his disciples come back, and the Lord Jesus was touched by the Holy Spirit, he was joyful in his heart, so he was rejoicing, and he would pray, he prayed to the Father.
当他的门徒从周围各城能够回到他主耶稣的面前的时候，把这些情形告诉主，但是那个时候主被圣灵所感动，说一个非常喜悦的一个喜乐的祷告。
He said, Father, the Lord of heaven and earth, I thank you.
他这样说，他说天地的主啊，我感谢赞美你。
Because you hide these things from the wise and the prudent.
因为你把这些事向着聪明的人就隐藏起来。
But revealed it to the babies.
而对那些婴孩就显出来。
Our Lord Jesus' heart was filled with joy.
在那个时候主的心是充满了喜乐的。
And we also see the early disciples, how they come to know Lord Jesus, and then they start to preach the gospel all over the world.
同样在早期的那些门徒们，当他们经历了主以后，他们把这个福音传遍了全世界。
Even though they faced with a very strong resistance,
那个时候他们所遇到的阻力是何等的大。
They often been persecuted,
他们常常被迫害
been beaten and been thrown in the jail,
被打，被关到监狱里。
But in spite of all this, they are joyful.
尽管如此，他们仍然充满了喜乐。
With joy, they preach, share the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
借着这个喜乐，他们把主的福音传遍了。
We also see how Paul, when he was beaten and thrown down into dungeon,
就像保罗一样，他在传福音的时候，他被别人关到地牢里去。
And at the midnight, he prayed and he sang the hymns with Silas.
在那个时候，当半夜的时候，他就和希拉他的同工一起来唱赞美诗，感谢主。
And because they prayed, they joyed, they created the earthquake.
他们因着祷告，因着这样的喜乐，一起祷告，一起唱诗，甚至这个地都被震动了。
See how joyful they are. They caused an earthquake that night.
想想看，他们是何等的喜乐，以至于这个已经发生了像地震一样的。
It broke all the chains that they had.
使他们手中的锁链都断开了。
All the locks in the doors.
所有的门的锁也都分开了。
So we see that from the Bible that the Christian faith generates joy in our hearts.
所以我们借着圣经，我们看到因着我们的信在我们的心中产生的那个喜乐。
And in the book of Philippians,
那么在腓立比书呢
？Now we also see that how Paul wants to show us a secret.
同样的，保罗要想要告诉我们这个喜乐的秘诀是什么
？And that he used 16 times the word.Joy in the Philippians.
他用了16次这个喜乐这个词。
So if you want to experience joy in the Lord, then we need to really study carefully the book of Philippians.
所以如果我们真是要寻找到这个喜乐的秘诀的话，我们应该认真的来读腓立比这本书。
In first chapter, he tells us that with his own example, he tells us how he overcome the difficulties that he had.
在第一章里他告诉我们说用他自己来做一个例子因着他所经历的苦难他是怎么样得到喜乐
He was in prison already four or five years at that time when he wrote this book.
因当他写这本书的时候他已经被关在监里边有四五年之久。
And he tells us how he was joyful when he shared the gospel, even in his chains.
而他还告诉我们当在锁链中的时候他仍然去传福音而借着这个他得到何等大的喜乐。
And also, when he preached gospel, this other brother sister tried to cause him distress, tried to cause him harm.
而且当他在传福音的同时，有的弟兄姊妹也要借着他们所传的福音来给他增加保罗的苦处。
But Paul overcome all these difficulties.
但是尽管如此，保罗仍然克服这所有的难处。
And he overcome difficulty from the circumstances.
他克服来自于环境的迫害。
And also from the personal attacks.
从人来的攻击。
And he said, "I rejoice and rejoice because Christ is preached."
他这样说，他说我要喜乐，我还要再喜乐，因为基督的福音也被传开了。
Because to me, to live is Christ; to die is gain.
他说我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
So he not only tells us that how he was joyful, he wants to share from his personal example, but also he commanded us to be joyful.
他不光是要借着个人的例子来向我们显示出来那个喜乐的秘诀是什么，而且他要让我们一起来进到这个喜乐里。
He said, "Christian, we must rejoice."
他说，弟兄们，我们一定要喜乐。
He said, "Rejoice," and I say again, "Rejoice."
他说要喜乐，我再说一遍，你们要喜乐。
In chapter four, verse four, he said, "Rejoice." I say again, "Rejoice."
他在第四章第四节是说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
And this in chapter two that we just read today's passage.
在今天我们所读的第二章
，we read another aspect of joy.
我们看到喜乐的另外一个方面。
We see that the Philippian church have some problems.
我们已经看到在腓立比这个教会里边有一些难处。
Philippian church, they are very mature and loving.
因为这个教会实在是充满了爱心，也比较成熟的一个教会。
But they have a problem.
但是他们有个问题。
The problem, he mentioned that, in passing, almost like in the chapter 4, verse 2.
他在提这个问题的时候是很简单的提过，是在第四章的第二节讲到的。
And this problem is that two sisters cannot get along.
这个问题就是有两个姊妹，她们不能够同心。
And they all love the Lord.
她们都爱主。
They are all very talented.
她们都是很有恩赐的。
They all love Paul.
她们也爱保罗。
They all share the gospel with Paul and serve Paul without reservation.
她们和保罗一同劳苦来传福音，而且服侍保罗完全没有保留的。
And there's no doubt in my mind, they are also leaders in that church.
而且我深信他们也是教会里边的负责的同工。
But there's one problem that these two sisters they cannot get along with each other.
但是有一个问题，就是这两个姊妹她们没办法在一起同心相处。
You know, there's just like parents has many children.
举一个例子，就像父母亲有很多的孩子。
They all love their parents.
他们这些孩子们都爱自己的父母。
When there's a birthday, they all want their parents to be happy. Call them whenever they are.
像父母过生日的时候，相信他们都不管是他们住在什么地方，他们都愿意回来跟父母过生日。
But they don't get together. They don't get along with each other well.
但是如果他们这些儿女之间互相关系很差。
And whenever there's a birthday of their parents, they come, but their parents have to arrange party differently at different time because they don't want to see each other.
所以可以想象，当他父母亲在过这个生日的那个宴会的时候，他们来的时候，父母亲一定要避免让他们在一起相处，要把他们时间分开，否则的话，这很难堪的。
We know that the parents, the joy, will never be complete unless they see their children get along with each other.
所以我们能够想象得到。这样的父母亲他们的喜乐是不能完全的，因为他忧伤，他们忧伤他们的儿女不能够在一起相处。
We know this problem of this division cannot get along as it's one of the most difficult problem to attack to resolve.
实际上我们都知道在教会里面分门结党啊，这是一个非常难解决的问题。
The unity is the most difficult goal to achieve.
也就是说，要合一乃是一个非常难、 非常难做到的一件事。
We know that not only Philippians, this mature loving church, had this problem. We also saw in the Corinthian church that is a flesh, Paul called them as babies in Christ. They also have the same problem.
我们不光是看到腓立比这样一个成熟的教会，他们有同样一个合一的难处。同样，我们在哥林多的教会也看到一样的。尽管那个教会的光景是比较像，好像在肉体中。而且弟兄姊妹都是好像像在婴孩一样的阶段。
And this is to Paul's mind, to Paul's heart, and to God's heart is the most important thing to resolve.
所以我们相信，不管是在保罗的心里，更是在我们父神的心里，他是何等的迫切要来解决这个问题。
In Corinthian church, Corinthian church has many problems.
我们都知道，在哥林多教会有很多很多的问题。
They have many difficulties.
他们的难处很大。
They have a problem of sexual immorality.
他们的好像有淫乱的事。
And they have even committed sin of incest.
他们甚至犯了乱伦的罪。
And they have a problem of lawsuit. One brother suing another brother.
他们甚至彼此相告。
And they have a problem of truth. Some people don't even believe in the resurrection anymore.
他们甚至对真理都认识不清楚。不相信复活的事。
And they have a problem when they meet together, there's a lot of disruption during the meeting.
当他们在聚会的时候，他们聚会的那个次序是何等的混乱。
And some people even get drunk when they have a communion, have a breaking bread.
他们在薄饼聚会的时候，有的人甚至醉酒。
And they have this all sorts of problem we see in the Corinthian letter that Paul wrote.
我们在哥林多教会看到各式各样的问题。
But what is the first problem that Paul addressed in that letter?
那么在哥林多书信里面，保罗要想解决的第一个问题是什么呢？在这么多问题中，他想解决的。
And he used four chapters of the Bible and that letter to deal with this one issue first.
他在保罗在哥林多前书的前用了前四章的篇幅来处理这个问题。
I don't see that when he tried to resolve other problems, he used four chapters. But this problem, he used four chapters.
所有其他的问题，保罗并没有用了这么长的篇幅，用四章的篇幅。而在对这个合一的问题上，保罗用了四章的篇幅来处理这个问题。
The problem is that he wants to address the problem of division that they have.
因为他一定要解决这个分门结党的问题。
So if you and I, we're going to deal with the other problem first.
对我们这些一般的人来说，我们可能要想解决的问题，往往是别的一些。
Which may see that a brother suing another brother said, well, this is a bigger problem that we need to like have a meeting and resolve this first.
我们可能常常要解决的问题就是看到弟兄们之间彼此相咬，我们要想解决那个问题。
We may want to resolve the issue of the sin of incest. That's a huge problem.So we need to resolve that first.
教会里面乱伦的罪是一件非常大的事情，所以我们肯定要想说要先解决这个问题。
Someone getting drunk in the communion, that's really the first problem we have to resolve.
想想看，有的人在擘饼的时候竟然醉了，这样这是何等大的问题，当然应该先解决了。
But the Holy Spirit, the God want to, the first thing that God want to resolve.It's the problem of division, the unity.
但是圣灵想要解决的第一个问题乃是教会里面的不合一或者分门结党的问题。
We know these two churches are very different. One is carnal Christians. The other church actually very mature, loving Christians.
尽管我们刚才所说的这两个教会差别蛮大的，一个好像是在肉体里面。像哥林多教会，另外一个教会腓立比教会，那是比较成熟的教会。
Paul, when he worked at the Corinth church, he didn't even want to accept any help from them.
那么保罗在处理哥林多教会的时候呢，他
he did not receive any help. He did not want to receive any help.
他在处理哥林多教会的时候，他不愿意接受哥林多教会的任何帮助。
And he did not receive any money from them to support his ministry.
他从来不接受哥林多教会给他的奉献来帮助保罗的那个施工。
Because he sees them as a still babies in Christ.
因为他看到哥林多教会是一个在主里面的一个婴孩一样的教会，他充满了
many brothers there challenge Paul's apostleship.
在那个教会里面，很多弟兄们那个挑战保罗的那个主那个使徒的。
But Paul received help from Philippian church.
而反过来，在腓立比教会呢，保罗却接受他们的奉献。
And whenever he received their help, the gift, the money, that he was so happy, he was so joyful. That's why he wrote one of the reasons he wrote this letter is to thank them.
每当他接受到腓立比教会所给他的事工的帮助的时候，他总是充满了喜乐来告诉他们，就像写这封信一样。
Because they love the Lord, they are mature, and they love Paul, they embracing Paul wholeheartedly.
因为保罗知道这些弟兄姊妹们他们是成熟的，他们爱主，他们也爱保罗和他的服事。
So this church, two churches are so different, but they have one problem, shared one problem, common problem.
尽管这两个教会是这么大的差别，但是他们就有一个共同的难处。
The problem of division.
就是他们分门结党的问题。
Of course, when Paul deal with this, the problem,he deal differently between these two churches.
当然我们相信保罗在两个教会里边处理的方式稍有不同。
But let's face it, brothers and sisters, the unity is the most difficult thing to achieve in the church.
但是弟兄姊妹们，让我们面对这个事实，在教会里边最难对付的一个难处就是教会的合一。
And it is the most serious problem in God's eyes.And he always wants us to live in unity.
也我们相信也是在父神的眼里边一个最严重的问题，因为他盼望着我们能够在合一的里面来生活见证。
And this division actually deprive brother and sister of joy that we should enjoy in the Lord.
因为这个不合一使我们没办法在主的里面有喜乐。
And so in let's together share in the book of Philippians chapter 2.
让我们一起来再仔细地看腓立比书的第二章。
And in this chapter 2, he really think of this, how to help them to achieve this unity.
因为在第二章里面，保罗实在想要真实来帮助我们怎么样来解，来进到合一里面。
And Paul used in the very beginning of this, this book, you can see that Paul always had this in mind.
我们看到在这本书，哪怕就是在一开始，我们就看到保罗这个关于合一的这件事情一直是在他的心里面的。
Even though only after you read chapter 4, you find out this two sisters, they cannot get along with each other.
尽管我们几乎要把整本书读完以后，这个问题好像才在第四章里边简单的告诉了我们。
But in the very beginning, when Paul wrote this book, he was building up the conditions that the circumstances to address this the issue.
但是呢，在这本书一开始，保罗就想要把这件事情能够逐渐的建立起来，使我们借着这些各样的安排，看到这个问题的核心。
When Paul, in the first verse, first chapter, first verse, he wrote to them, he already used a word that he tried to let them know that they have to be united in Christ.
就是在第一章的第一节，保罗就已经在他的话语，在他这个文字里面暗示说，怎么样能够看到这个合一的问题。
I always ask young people when we study the Bible, you have to be very careful in first few verses in any Bible.
当我们年轻的弟兄姊妹，我们一起在读圣经的时候，我常常提醒他们，在读每一本书的时候，前一到两节的那个经文一定要仔细去读。
It has that the theme of the book buried in these first few verses of greetings.
因为这前一两节的经文乃是包含着整本书信里边 要想传递的那个信息。
So in first few verses, he used a word all many times.
他在第一节的经文里边，他用了一个词，就是众圣徒的众字，这个词应该是全部的意思。
And let's read the verse, chapter 1, verse 1.
让我们来读第一节好不好？
Paul and Timothy, bond servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons.
基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事。
Now he says to all the saints. You know, Paul never wrote to any saints. To the saints is a common phrase Paul uses in other letters. But here, he specifically adds this word, A-L-L, to all the saints. To Paul, Paul says, to me, to God, you are all saint church. You should be all together.
在别的书信里面，保罗常常说圣徒们就够可够了。可是在这个地方，保罗用一个词众圣徒，这个众字还是所有的圣徒，包括每一个人。
Verse 4, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all.
第四节，每逢为你们众人，就是所有的人祈求祷告的时候，常常欢欢喜喜的祈求。这儿讲到那个所有的，就是众。
And it's verse 7.
第七节
For it is only right for me to feel this way about you all.
我为你们众人或者所有的人有这样的意念原是应当的。
Because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of grace with me.
因为你们常在我心里，无论我在捆锁之中，是辨明证实福音的时候，你们那有个字中文掉了，你们全部都与我一同得恩。
And verse 8,
第八节
，For God is my witness, how I long for you all.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地想念你们所有的人，众人。
So here.In the very beginning of this book, he already had this burden to promote unity among Philippians.
看到没有？在这本书信一开始的时候，保罗就把他心中这个要在教会里边这个合一所有的圣徒合一这个主题带出来了。
He also here saying that you are all together in one church. You should live in unity.Everything I share with you all. I don't take a side.
他说，当我在我分享给你们分享的时候，我分享的更是每一个弟兄姊妹，所有的弟兄姊妹。我们既然是在一个教会里边，我们就是应该是一个整体，就应该是合一的。
And he used this word all in other places, other four places, but we're not going to go through it here now. But you know this, in the very beginning, Paul has this, this burden in his heart when he wrote this.
所以，尽管在其他的章节里边，也还用到这个所有的圣徒这个字，但是呢，我想我们到此就为止了。我们要借着这个能够看到保罗他心里边的那个负担、那个重担在哪里。
And in chapter 2, the passage we read.
第二章我们所读的经文里面
，verse 1 through 4 actually in the original text is a one verse, one sentence.
第二章的第一节到第四节在原文里边乃是一句话。
And the main clause actually is a command.
而它的主句呢 这一句话里面的主句呢就是一个命令。
In verse 2, make my joy complete.
是在第二节的最后半句就是使我的喜乐可以满足。
And verse 1, he mentioned the four conditions, four qualities,Of Philippians.
那么在第一节第二章的第一节呢他是讲了四个条件。
And in verse 2, he mentioned there's four things for to do, four things they need to do to maintain this unity.
那么在第二节他讲了四个我们必须要做的事情使我们可以 进到合一的里面。
And verse 3 and 4, he tells us two things we should not do.
那么在第从第三到第四节呢，保罗告诉我们有两件我们不当做的事。
And so let's say that first quality is that Philippians already have.
那么我们来看看，先来看看四个腓立比教会的条件，或者四个腓立比教会所具有的特点。
That therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ,If there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉爱心若有什么安慰圣灵若有什么交通心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
You know, here he used the word if. If is talk about conditions, but it is fulfilled conditions.
在这儿好像那个文字的意思是若有若有这个字好像是一种一个条件似的
It's not that Paul is doubting that they don't have all these qualities
其实这并不是保罗的原意保罗的意思并不怀疑他们具备这四个条件
But Paul himself already experienced all these four qualities from them
因为保罗自己就经历过在他们中间就经历过他们所拥有的这四方面的
From their giftAgain and again, that he actually experienced encouragement in Christ from Philippians.
因为借着他们的奉献，他实在是经历着腓立比教会在这四方面他们的所具备的。
He already experienced the consolation of love from Philippians.
他也经历到在跟腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹之间那个彼此的劝勉。
And also experienced the fellowship of the Spirit from Philippians as well.
他和腓立比教会之间也借着圣灵有交通
and he experienced their affection and compassion
他经历到他们的慈悲他们的怜悯
and, but he says further he said, make my joy complete
但是他有要求他们进到更 进一步就是要使保罗的喜乐可以满足
you have to build at the top of these qualitiesAnd to really have this unity among you.
他说你们必须要在这四个特性的上面要来建立我们一起建立让我们在合一的里面。
So in verse 2 he said, make my joy complete by being, the four things that we need to do is by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose.
所以第二节他说怎么样能够使我的喜乐可以满足呢要做四件事要意念相同爱心相同有一样的心思有一样的意念
So here the first thing that we need to do is being of the same mind
那么第一件事情呢是要意念相同
Another translation actually the original text it should be translated thinking the same thing
那么实际上在原文里边呢准确的翻译应该是说我们来想一样的事情
So think about how Christ has encouraged us
我们来想一想主耶稣是怎么样来劝勉我们的
All of us have to think the same thing Think about Christ Think about how he has done for us
我们要一起来思想基督是为我们做的所有的事情
Last night we studied the first Peter in a family Bible study and we mentioned that we need to first thing after we believe is that to exercise our mind
那么昨天晚上我们在家庭查经的时候查到彼得前书第一章我们在想到说我们当信了以后我们要做的第一件事情是什么呢就是要约束我们的心
Peter says the gird up the loins of our mind
那彼得在那讲到说要约束我们的心
and Paul actually also tell us that renew our mind
那保罗用另外一个方式来说是要使我们的心意更新而变化
gradually that I'm really convinced from reading the Bible is that mind plays very important role in Christian life
我当在读圣经中啊，我越来越发觉我们人的心思对于我们基督徒的生命的成长是非常重要的
What you think and how you think
你想的什么你怎么样去想
It's very important
是极其重要的。
It affect what kind of life you're going to live here.
因为它将影响到你的生活，在这儿的生活。
If you will experience Lord's abundance,
如果你经历到主丰富的话。
Or if you live a life like Peter says, just being merely saved.
或者说像彼得所形容的另外一个方面，我们难道是生活是要仅仅得救而已吗？
It all depends on how we think, what's going on here.
都完全取决于我们这儿在思想什么。
So here, first thing he says, being of the same mind, think the same thing, think about Christ, think about God's love.
所以在这儿要第一件我们要做的事情就是我们要意念相同，思想同样的一些事情。
If we receive encouragement in Christ, from Christ, then we need to encourage each other.
如果我们从基督里面得到那个从主来的劝勉的话，我们应该彼此的劝勉。
And if we receive this consolation of love from God, then we need to console each other with God's love.
我们借着神的爱，我们被心被得到安慰的时候，我们应该彼此一起在爱里边来安慰。
If we have this fellowship of Holy Spirit in our heart, then we should have the same fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
如果我们在圣灵里边，我们彼此能够领受那个交通的话，我们应该在弟兄姊妹之间来做这样的交通。
See, we need to think of the same thing.
所以我们要来想同样的一些事情。
Think about how Christ loves us and He has forgiven us.
要想想主是怎么样的爱我们，怎样的赦免我们。
And the Bible tells we need to forgive each other the same way as God forgave us in Christ.
圣经告诉我们，就像神在主里面赦免我们的一样，我们也要赦免彼此赦免。
So a Christian thinking should be the same.
所以我们基督徒我们所思想的事情应该是一样的。
And in the second thing he said we need to do is maintain the same love.
那么第二件我们要做的事情就是要爱心相同。
And she said maintaining the same love. The love, of course, here is agape love. It's God's love.
当然我们在这儿讲到的爱乃是从神来的那个 agape, 那个爱。
Yeah, if you are true born again Christians, you all experience God's love.
我们相信如果你是真正重生得救的基督徒，你肯定经历过这种爱。
And he was saying that this love should be maintained in us, among us.
那么在这儿实在是告诉我们说，我们要来保守这个爱在我们的中间。
As God has loved us, we need to love each other.
就像神爱我们那样的，我们要彼此相爱。
Love each one of us, not just love for one group of brothers and sisters, not the other.
应该彼此相爱，爱所有的弟兄姊妹，不光只是爱一部分的弟兄姊妹而已。
Like a cup of love that He loved the world, God loved the world.
因为神所讲的那个爱是爱全世界的爱。
So especially among brothers and sisters, we need to love all brothers and sisters.
所以在弟兄姊妹中间，我们要学习要爱所有的弟兄姊妹。
And He said.The third thing is here is united in spirit.
那么第三件事情呢，是有一样的心思，它的翻译是应该是在灵里边，
Now in the original text, it's talk about it's a joint soul. It's a joint soul to soul or joint soul to soul with soul.
有一样的心思在原文里边的意思是我们的魂与魂之间能够联合在一起。
It's like twins.Born, they have a joint organs. You know, some of the twins born, they have their heads joined together, or chest, the heart joined together, or the hip joined together. You know that some of the twins born like that.
那我们来想象，好像就是一些连体的婴儿那样，他们当被生下来的时候，他们可能身上的一些器官一些肢体是连在一起的，共用的，就像那样的联合。
Here Paul says we need to have this joint.Soul, our soul have to join together like a twin. They are born with joint organ.
所以实在说来，保罗在这想要告诉我们的就是，我们要像那些连体婴孩一样的，我们的魂与魂能够密切的联合在一起。
If you don't like some brothers and sisters here, that you have to remember that you're joined together. You know, it's like a twins, like joined head together, you know, heart together. I mean, you cannot separate it.
想想看，如果你在这儿，你中间在我们中间你有些弟兄姊妹你不喜欢， 而你们又被生下来又被紧密的连在一起的时候，你该怎么办？
I mean, if you are a little bit wise, you say, let's just get it on.
所以如果我们还有一点智慧的话，我们就会想象说，我们应该设法的能够在一起相处相爱。
Let's love to each other. I mean, otherwise, how can you do? You know, what can you do? You are joined together. What can you do?
因为你实在没有办法彼此分开嘛，所以说唯一的选择就是我们就学习怎么样彼此相爱。
So it's a joined soul, as Darby puts it.
所以达比圣经的翻译就是说，让我们的魂能够连接在一起。
Because that's original text. That's in the Greek.
这是原文的意思。
And he says the fourth thing.That he wants us to do is intent on one purpose.
那么第四件我们要做的呢，就是有一样的意念。
Now here, in the original text is a thinking one thing.
那么在原文呢，这句话的意思乃是讲到说想一件事。
Or being one mind.
或者说有一个的意念。
Now before, in the first thing he wants us to do is that think of the same thing.Here he emphasized, he felt that, well, think the same thing may not be enough. Thinking the one thing.
我们对比一下，在第二节的前第一件我们要做的事情是意念相同，意思是说我们要想同样的一些事情。那么在这儿呢，他觉得还不够，光想同样的事情啊，各样的事情，如果大家都想在一起，这还不够，而且还只要想一件事情。要进一步的只想一件事。
And this one in the Philippians also is important, but he uses the word one a couple of places.
因为讲到同一思想同一件事情的时候，因为这个一在腓立比书是一个非常重要的一个字，他反复用到。
And in the chapter 1 verse 27,
在第一章的第二十七节
he said in the secondHalf of chapter 27, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 27, he said, You are standing firm in one spirit with one soul striving together for the faith of gospel.
在第二十七节，第一章二十七节这儿讲到这个一，他说要知道你们有同一个心智，同一个心智能够站立得稳，为所信的福音起心。
Now, already text says one spirit, one soul.
那么在同一个心智原文的意思乃是同一个灵同一个魂
as we face persecutions as we share the gospel
当我们在传福音在被迫害的时候
and Paul urges us to stand firm together in one spirit and one soul striving together for the faith of the gospel
那么保罗在这儿勉励我们说你们要站立得稳必须要是在同一个灵里面同一个魂里面才能为所信的福音能够努力
and in chapter 3 she said one thing I do
那么在第三章他也讲到说我只做一件事
that's forgetting what is behind
也就是说我要忘记背后的
reaching forward for what lies ahead
就是要努力面前的像前面的一件事
so he uses one in this letter
就只有一件事努力前面的他这个一这个字在这个书信里边讲了很多次
and this one is very important for us to be united
这个一就是一就预表着我们要在同一个里边要一个合一的里面
you know when Bible talk about oneness
当圣经讲到合一的时候
it's not numerical one
并不是我们所说的一二三四的那个一
It's it one actually is called a multiplication one. It has made of a lot of parts.
那么讲到这个一，乃是讲到一个一的里面好像有很多的部分组成的一个一，是一个合体。
You see, when we talk about our God is triune God, one true God, but He has three persons.
就像一个简单的例子，我们讲到我们的神是一位，但是我们发觉到他有三个位格。
So when Bible says we need to be one, it talk about Francis all the members of one body.
那当所以说圣经在讲到 合一的一的时候，乃是讲到说一个身体一个整体是有很多的肢体连接在一起的。
And then he says two things that we should not do in the verse 3 and verse 4.
那么从第三到第四节告诉我们有两件事情不能够做。
And he says the things that we should not do is that do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit.
就是不可接挡不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
So what does that selfish mean? Is that in original text, it means that hireling, you go hire somebody.
那个不可接挡这个词乃是讲到说好像是自私的意思。那么有一个解释就是好像你要出去要去雇一个人。
So it's come from that the word hireling.
那么这个词的就是相当于是你在雇人。这个词是同样一个词，你去找一个人，你雇一个人一样。
It talk about in the church when we have a different opinions that you go out and seek of people, group of brothers and sisters beyond your side.
Okay, 或者说换过方式来解释，就是说好像你要出去寻找一部分弟兄姊妹，能够成为你的一个党派。
And this is so God said never do that.
那么神在这说。不可这样做。
And also never do anything from empty glory.
那么还有一件事情不能做的就是不能贪图虚浮的荣耀。
And brothers and sisters, the problem that we have in division always have someone have this empty glory. They want to have spotlight on themselves. They want to prove they are right, others wrong.
那么常常我们所犯的一个错误在这方面就是我们可能某一些人或某一个人他想要让自己成为这一个群体里边的一个光点一个亮点，所以说他希望所有的人的注意力都能够注意在他身上，也要告诉别人说他是唯一的正确的。
And so but Bible also tells us that but with the humility of mind we regard one another as more important than yourself.
圣经在这应该告诉我们应当怎么做呢，乃是要存心谦卑个人看别人比自己强。
So Bible tells us that how do we avoid doing the thing that selfishness and empty glory is that to think of others their strength the area that they are better than you are.
所以我们怎么样来克服这个结党或者自私或者贪图这个虚浮荣耀这件事呢，就是我们能够看到别人的强处比自己的强处。
And you have to do it from really from your heart.
当然我们这样做我们必须要从心里的深处来做。
You really feel that you really need that brothers and sisters.
你应该感觉到你是何等的需要弟兄姊妹们。
And
别的弟兄姊妹们。
They are the more important than you are. They are more stronger than you are.
他要看到他们是比我自己强，他们是比我更重要。
And also, the second thing we should not do is that do not look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others.
那么第二件我们不能够做的事呢，就是个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
You know, in the experience that I have is that if I take care of God's business, God's interest first, and God will take care of mine.
我个人的经历来说哈。就是当我愿意去追求神的国神的义就做神的事情的时候，我觉得神会来照管我自己的需要。
So every time,
我个人的需要。
Every time that we have this, this conflict of interest, I always come to the Lord, I take care of your business, but you have to take care of mine.
所以每一次当我在一个那个利益冲突的这个环境里边的时候，我就自动的来到神的面前，告诉神说：“神啊，我只专心做你的事情。那么我的需要呢？我所面临的难处呢？你帮我解决。”
Some brothers and sisters only think of their own need. Come to the church see if their own needs are met or not.
有时候弟兄姊妹来到我们教会中，来到教会中的时候，常常想的是说：“我要得到什么？我的需要是在哪里？”
And all the needs of our own children.If this church can meet the needs of our children.
或者说我要想在这个教会里边看看能不能让我的儿女在这个环境里边能够健康的成长。
And one day they feel that church cannot meet his own need or her own needs or their children's need, then they want to move on to other church.
如果他们发觉到不能够满足这样的需要的时候，那么有可能他们就会离开这个教会去寻找别的地方。
So God says that never do that.
那么神在这告诉我们千万不要这样做。
If you did that, you think of other people's interest.
我们应当去顾念别人的事。
And then here, in the verse 5 to 11, that's most important. I think it's advances that we all know this passage very familiarly.
我想从第五节开始一直到十一节哈，我们弟兄姊妹我们都非常熟悉这段经文。但是我想再次强调说，这是非常重要的经文。
This is that Paul urges us, brothers and sisters, to have the mind of Christ in us.
因为保罗在这实在是要鼓励我们，要以基督的心为我们自己的心。
And other translation says the attitude of Christ. Let's have attitude of Christ in us as in Christ.
或者另外一种翻译就是说，让神主耶稣的那个处事的态度变成我们处事的态度。
And you look at through the verse 6 to 11, I think the key point of this text talk about Christ's humility.
那么从第六节到十一节呢，讲到实际上就一件事情，讲到我们的主的那个谦卑。
How humble our Lord Jesus is.
他是何等的谦卑。
And brothers and sisters, this is a very important aspect of our Christian life.
这实在说来是我们基督徒的生命的生活里面最重要的一件事，最极其重要的一件事。
现在几点？几点？
10:24。
十点十分。Okay. I have this glasses, cannot see the clock. I can see the text very well, but can't see the clock.
我戴着老花镜，所以我只能看到这个，看不见那个。
So I see everybody is very joyful now. So even though I cannot see your face,
尽管我看不见你们的脸，但是我看得到好像你们都在笑，很喜乐。
But brother and sister, this passage, I mean, we need to really memorize them.
弟兄姊妹们，我们真是要把这几节的经文能够记在我们的心里，能够记下来。
Could I give that to all the mothers first?
我能不能给所有的母亲来记这句经文
？Memorize these verses.
把这几节的经文。把它记下来。
And this is the key point is talk about how Lord Jesus humbled himself.
在这几节的经文里面告诉我们主耶稣他是怎么样降卑的。
He emptied himself.
他把他自己完全倒空了。
And he took a form of a slave.
他取了一个奴仆的形象。
In terms of social status,What is the lowest status you can have in a society?
当我们在讲到这个，在这个社会里面讲到人的地位的时候，我们能够想象的最低的人的地位应该是什么样一个地位？
It's a status of being slave.
那么就是能够是一个奴隶那样的地位。
Lord Jesus is his social status he took is worse than you and I.
主耶稣来到世上所取得那个社会的地位远远低于我们所有的人。
Do you think of yourself as a slave?
你想一想，你也许你今天觉得你好像是一个奴仆。
I don't think we, brothers and sisters, you think that in the society you're a slave.
当然我们都知道在这样的社会环境里面我们没有一个是奴隶的。
But Lord Jesus take a form of slave.
但是主耶稣乃是取了那个奴隶的形象。
Do you remember that Lord Jesus girded himself up before he went to the cross and he took the basin full of water, started washing disciples' feet?
大家记不记得当在主耶稣上十字架之前，他腰系着带子，拿了一块毛巾，然后给他的门徒一个一个的洗脚。
And that's the job of a slave.
那是奴隶做的工作。
And sometimes I read that even slaves would not do that.
我甚至相信说，有时候连奴隶都不愿意做这样的活。
And so Lord Jesus is even pushing himself lower than a slave.
所以说，主耶稣好像是把自己放在比奴隶的地位还要低。
And he washing his disciples' feet.
他洗他的门徒的脚。
And then he says he humbled himself to the point of death.
在这还进一步的讲到说，他存心顺服以至于死。
He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death.
他降卑自己，存心顺服，到了一个地步，到死。
And dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，In terms of obedience, what is the ultimate form of obedience?
我们在讲到谦卑的时候，谦卑的最终的那个形象是什么样一个形象？
What is the ultimate form of obedience?
那么顺服的最终的那个样式应该是个什么样的样式？
It is a obedience to the point of death.
就是顺服到一个地步，以至于死都不在所不惜。
You obey a person said you go to die, and you die for that.Obedience.
如果有一个人告诉你说你要顺服一个人，如果那个人告诉你说你去死吧，那你就愿意顺服到一个地步去死。
And that's the ultimate form of obedience.
这就是顺服到一个最终的能够达到的一个顶点。
Is this how Lord Jesus, his obedience?
这就是我们的主耶稣他的顺服所达到的那个。
He not only obey, but to the point of death.
他存心顺服，一直到死。
You know, a lot of times, brothers and sisters, that we are in a church and we serve together, sometimes it's very hard to be obedient.
我们都知道，当我们在教会里边彼此一起服侍的时候，有时候要学习顺服是个非常难的事。
I think what is the unity is most difficult because obedience is the most difficult lesson that we have to learn.
实在说呢，我们在讲到说，合一是件非常难的事，而这个。非常难的事的原因就在于我们没办法顺服。
Sometimes we just obey on the surface. Well, I don't want to argue with you anymore. But in our heart, there's no obedience at all. There's actually is a defiance.
有时候我们的顺服是很表面的，我们好像是说好吧，我就顺服你，我就按照你说的去做。是我们这样说，我们也去这样做，但是我们的心里边不是这样想的。我们心里边完全是不接受的。
So I think that the reason why the unity is very difficult to achieve because the lesson of obedience is very difficult for us to master.
这就是为什么我们当讲到合一非常难的原因的关键，就是在于我们要学习彼此顺服是何等一件难事。
And the, in terms of death, there are thousand kind of death.
我们都知道死亡的方式是非常多的。
But Jesus chose the death on the cross.
但是主耶稣所选择的那个死是在十字架上的死。
That is the worst kind of death a person can suffer.
那是一个人能够经历的死亡的方式中最痛苦的一种。
Even though we see that how ancient people are very cruel or barbaric.
我们都知道在古代的时候人们是何等的原始，何等的粗。
But Roman empires, after they execute people through crucifixion, but even themselves, they feel like later on it is too cruel, so they abolish this crucifixion later on.
即使是罗马人，他们建立了这个十字架的刑罚，后来他们实在是看到这个刑罚太恐怖了，所以过了一段时间，他们就把这个刑罚给完全除掉了。
Jesus took the worst kind of death for you and I.Because his humility.
而主呢，他为了我们的缘故，他取了这个，他存心顺服到一个地步，他取了这个最痛苦的死亡的方式。
And brother son, when he was here, that he talked about that let us learn to die to ourselves.
那么，孙弟兄在我们中间分享的时候，那么他也讲到说，我们要彼此顺服，学会要向己死。
And let us think about how Christ died for us.
我们呢？要让我们一起来想想，来思想主耶稣是怎么样为我们而死的。
What kind of form of death you choose to die?
那么我们每一个人，我们要怎么样选择向极死的那个方式呢？
Jesus chose the death on the cross.
主所选择的方式是在十字架上的死。
And because Lord Jesus so humbled himself, and Paul urges to have the same attitude as Lord Jesus.
这就是为什么保罗看到主耶稣是如此的谦卑，所以他鼓励我们要与基督的心为心，与基督的态度为态度。
You know, we should not be afraid of being the lowest.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要害怕，好像自己是踩在被人踩在脚下。
In this world, that concept was that, oh, I don't want to be a, if you're humble, you're nice, then you'll be a doormat. Everybody gonna step on you.
所以，也许在这个世界上，我们想象说，如果我们要很谦卑、很顺服的话，要在这个世界上处事的话，我们会变成好像是一个门前的那个地毯一样的，被万人踩在脚下。
But Christians, we should not be afraid of that.
但是我们作为基督徒，我们绝不要害怕这个。
Because God, when His time is come, He will exalt us.
因为当时候到了的时候，我们的神就会把我们从升为至高。
He will elevate us when time is come.
当时间到的时候，他就要把我们举起来。
And that is a true glory with Christ.
而那个时候才是真的在主的里面的那种荣耀。
So Paul urges to have this mind in us as Christ has.
所以说保罗在这儿鼓励我们要有基督的心肠为我们的心肠。
To go all the way down to the bottom, to the lowest level.
使我们可以降卑到一个底部，不能够被再不能再降低。
It may be you wonder why God, you know,ask you to learn the lesson again and again.
我们也许会思想说，为什么主要神要让我们一再而再而三的学这样的功课呢？
Why you always find brother and sister that is hard at you?
为什么弟兄姊妹总是跟我过不去呢？
Because God wants you to learn to go the lowest place.
因为神是要帮助你能够降到最低的位置。
Maybe first lesson you learn, you learn humble, so you go over here.
所以当我们刚刚开始学的时候，我们从我们的至高的位置能够降下来一点点。
But that's not low enough.
但神来说这不够的。
So you need another lesson to go to lower place.
所以神借着另外一个功课让我们更降卑。
Until we go to the lowest bottom.
更降卑，直到我们降到最低的位置。
So Paul asks us to have this Christ mind in us.
所以保罗说，你们要用基督的心来做我们的心。
And verse 12, it considered as most difficult passage in the Bible as well.
那么第十二节是在圣经里面很难接受的一节经文。
It says, so then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里。更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做你们得救的功课。
So a lot of prophets, prophets, they interpret this. Well, what does that mean? That means salvation through works? Of course, it's not.
那这也许可能弟兄姊妹会说，哦，怎么什么是怎么讲做成得救的功夫？难道是要靠着我们自己的工作去做什么？
Actually, it means that the salvation we already have, we need to put into practice.
这来讲的是我们所得到那个救恩已经在我们的里面了，我们只是要把它能够醒出来而已。
Especially on this one area,
尤其是在学习顺服这个方面。
One area that is learn humility,
也就是要在学习顺服这件事情上，我们要来学习。
Because from the context, it's very clear that's what Paul intend to be.
因为我们从上下我们就看到出来，这就是保罗就是这个意思。
Paul wants us with the trembling and fear to learn humility in his church.
保罗这告诉我们说，当恐惧战惊做成你们得救的功夫，是要借着顺服。
A Christian should not be fooling around.
我们作为基督徒，我们不应该是到处转来转去。
We need to be very serious to learn this lesson of humility.
我们应该立定心，应该要立定心智来学习这个谦卑的功课。
We all need to learn.
我们每一个人都需要学。
And whenever you want, you have heart to serve.
当我们有个心想要来服侍的时候
，and you will start to learn this lesson of humility.
你就会发现了，你开始神要开始让你来学习这个谦卑这个功课。
And when brother and sister criticize your work,
当有弟兄姊妹来批评你所做的。工作的时候
criticize your service.
来批评你所做的事工的时候。
The more effort you put it in, the harder to take others' criticism.
因为当你付出的越多，你会发现你越难接受别人的批评。
You stay up day and night for a month to get this one job done.
你花了白天黑夜的花了很多的时间能够把再做成一件事情。
And in the end, nobody appreciated but criticized what you have done.
而到了最后呢没有人欣赏你的工作而给你的都是些批评。
And that's the lesson God wants to learn, to receive criticism with grace and humble ourselves.
这就是神要让我们所学的功课接受所有的批评把我们降卑下来。
The more effort you put it in, it's very hard for you to receive others' criticism.
因为我们一定要记住我们越服侍的越多我们有时候越难接受别人的批评。
But that's what God wants us. God wants us to use all our hearts to serve the Lord.
当然我们相信神确实是让我们用我们的心来愿意乐意服侍神。
And if you don't serve, then you say, oh, I don't want to serve anymore then, because it's so hard.
或者如果你不服侍的话或者说因为你看到难处你就不再想和服侍你觉得太难了的话
then you will not be able to learn and you will not be able to really experience abundance of God's grace
那么你就没有办法来学习经历神这个丰盛的生命能够经历这个谦卑的功课这样的
and so God wants everybody to learn to serve
神希望我们每一个人都学习来服侍神
And we need everybody to rise up and serve each other.
我们希望每一个弟兄姊妹都起来彼此服侍。
Because only through the service you'll learn these lessons, precious lessons.
也只有借着服侍我们才能够学会这个功课。
And this proof that how well we learn the lesson.
那么有一件事情可以证明我们怎么样这个功课我们学到了什么样的程度呢?
In verse 14.
就是第十四节。
Do all things without grumbling or disputing.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
So you look at your service. When I do it, if I have this grumbling in my heart,
所以说，当我们来看看我们自己的服事的时候，我们来检查我们的心是不是我们在抱怨。
Or always when I serve, create the disputing.
我们的服事的时候是不是产生一些争论，是不是在发怨言？
So that's the actually measurement that see that how well we learn this lesson of humility.
而借着这个好像是一个尺度就在衡量我们在学这个功课我们学到了什么样一个地步。
Only through the humility we can really live in harmony with brothers and sisters.
也只有借着我们彼此的谦卑我们才能够在一起能够合一。
So I'd like to bring to mind, brothers and sisters, that actually today's message is a joy in the Lord.
但最后我要把弟兄姊妹，我要带到我们今天的主题里面，就是要在主的里面喜乐。
So once we learn this humility, then the joy in our heart will be greater.
当我们学会了谦卑的时候，我们就会发现这个喜乐在我们的心里是何等的是更大。
Because the true joy comes from unity, brothers and sisters.Get along with each other, loving each other.
当弟兄姊妹在一起合一，在一起彼此相爱，能够成为一体的时候，那个喜乐就出来了。
And God, Holy Spirit, will fill His joy in our heart.
圣灵就会把父神圣灵就会把他的喜乐充满我们每个人的心。
And Lord Jesus says, "You love one another."
主耶稣说，你们要彼此相爱。
Then this world will know that you are my disciples.
那么世界就会看到你们是我的门徒了。
So, as we conclude, I encourage brothers and sisters to learn this lesson of humility and obedience.
最后我们在结束的时候，我希望能够鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们一起来学习怎么样谦卑顺服。
And we don't have a choice.
要知道我们并没有别的选择。
Because make my joy complete is a command.
因为在这儿保罗说要使我的喜乐得到满足乃是一个命令
Of course he speaks for the Lord himself
当然他是代表主耶稣在这儿讲话
Make the Lord's joy complete
要使我们的主的喜乐得到满足
And this is a command
这是我们每一个人要领受的命令
So may the Lord bless his own word
愿意主祝福他的话
And give us a good and honest heart.
使我们有一个诚实 的心来面对这件事。
And a gentle spirit.
一个温柔的灵。
So as we hear God's word, we may mix it with our faith and to be really helping for us.
使我们可以借着我们所听的道和我们的信心把它调和起来，使我们得到被帮助被建立。
So we can really grow in the Lord, in the truth.
我们渐渐在主的里面，在真理的里面长大。
And our capacity will be increased by Lord's grace.
我们心的容量就因着神的恩典的缘故逐渐的扩张。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
让我们再低头有点祷告。
Father God, thank you for your calling.
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的呼召。
You call us today to gather together before you, to worship the Lord Jesus through your word.
你呼召我们在你的面前，一同的来敬拜我们的主耶稣。
Once again, that may you open our heart so we can truly want to have desire, to be like Christ.
求你再次开启我们的心，让我们有个渴慕，想要来像我们的主。
And have this the desire to have the mind of Christ in us.
有一个心愿，要让基督的心成为我们的心。
And let have this desire to make your joy complete.
有这样的一个心念，心有这样的心愿，使你的喜乐可以满足。
I pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.